this is the, like the key common core issue with people who have, problems with thinking issues is the problem is not that there isn't support. It's the problem is that we can't get past our own guilt, shame, blame to accept the support. So it's not that there aren't free AA meetings everywhere. It's that people don't want to go to them for 100 reasons, valid or invalid. And it's not that there aren't alcohol therapists and counselors and coaches out there. It's that we don't want to reach for them. We don't want to pay for them. We don't want to ask. We don't want to admit. It's not like there isn't inpatient rehab, sometimes financed by your healthcare. It's that we don't want to go. It's not like there isn't medication that will help with alcohol craving. There is. And it's not like there isn't medication that will actually make it impossible for you to drink. That exists too. It's that we don't want to take the medication. Most common email in my inbox about medication is, "Hi, Belle, I have an anxiety problem and I'm anxious about taking my medication." I'm like, no shit. like that's the sign of an anxiety problem, isn't it? I'm anxious. I'm anxious that I might become dependent on the thing that might make me feel better that isn't a benzo and is a central nervous system slower downer. I'm afraid of that. Because you're afraid of feeling better. Because then the voice in your head won't be so loud. Because then drinking won't seem like a good idea. Because then you'll evolve and you'll leave the booze behind you. And gee, Wolfie wants none of that. No surprise. No surprise that Wolfie would argue, as you dismantle the things that make drinking continuously possible and you add in new things. I mean, wouldn't Wolfie argue as you add in new things to shut up that voice, to give you support, to make it easier? Of course the voice would rebel against that. I mean, of course. So if you're a person who has collected a lot of sober tools, you've bought things, you've collected, I was going to say it in French, you've collected a whole bunch of things, you put them in a box, you've got all your tools, and then you find that you don't use them. This is also pretty common. It's like I've got medication and I don't take it. I've got tools and I don't use them. The thing you're missing then is accountability. It's another person external to you to help you override the voice in your head. Because if you know what to do and you can't seem to make yourself do it, then you can sit there alone like that, which is painful, we'll agree. And it creates a logic loop that keeps you stuck. If it's just you and those thoughts and just you and those thoughts, you introduce another person for accountability. Someone external to you, preferably someone who's sober, who understands and is not going to give you shit because you have that voice in your head, because we know what it's like. I mean, how can you give somebody shit for having a wolfy voice that says, "I suck, I'm not worthy of support"? Like, you can't give somebody shit for that. All you can say is, "I know." It's kind of mean, those voices in your head, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, I heard that too. I also heard this, this, and this. And you go, "Oh, shit, she did hear the same thing." But the problem isn't that there isn't support. The problem may be that you don't know what the support is, or that you've collected the support and you're not using it. And if you're not using it, and you email me and you say, "How do I be a pen pal?" And I tell you, and then you don't sign up. And then you email me again about 3 weeks later, and you say, "How do I set up calls with you?" And I send you the information, and you don't sign up. And then 3 weeks later, you email me again. This has just happened. And someone said, "Can you send me the links to sign up for calls?" I don't say, "I've already sent them to you." I send them again. Because even if I'm repeating something, then it means that it wasn't heard, obviously, or it needs to be repeated for whatever reason. There's no judgment about that. What? Like, you can say something once and everybody knows it? I mean, that's not the way our brain works. We all know that we need to hear things more than once. We need to hear things on a kind of repetition. We need to hear different things at different days. You know, you can go back and listen to the same podcast a week later, a day later, and hear something different. And then you listen to it a year later and you hear something completely different because you change and you evolve. But if your struggle is with applying the tools, or if you email me and say, "I know what I need to do, I can't make myself do it," then you need an external support. Now, what might that be? It's unlikely to be your spouse for 100 reasons. Not the least of which might be that they're not a sober person. But even if they are a sober person, unlikely to be your spouse. It's going to be someone else who's sober. And that's why AA has sponsors. Okay. And that's why Tommy Rosen says everybody needs to have some kind of, I only know this because somebody sent me a link to Tommy Rosen stuff. Please don't think that I'm actually reading, because I don't have time. Please don't think. I'm probably quoting him also out of context. Somebody sent me a link that's where he also, I don't know why, I guess I'm name dropping. I'm saying Tommy Rosen says, therefore, if Bell says it, it must be, I'm going to ride on his coattails. If Oprah would just say that everybody needs sober support, then, you know, I could then quote her all the time. Okay, I'll be the quotable person. Bell says that this isn't something that you figure out on your own because the noise in your head is too loud. And that in the reaching out, things change.